listener production.
Hi there, Alicia McFarlane with your news briefing. An emergency warning has been issued in the state south as fires battle a bushfire. The blaze is affecting those bound by Moya Road and John Forrest Road southwest of Cornong Road in Cowardup. Locals are being asked to evacuate now as there is a threat to lives and homes. There's more pain for the hip pocket, with the Reserve Bank increasing rates for the ninth month in a row. It's gone up by a quarter of a percentage to 3.35%. The ANZ is the first of the big four banks to pass it on. Finance broker Chris Foster-Ramsey says it's another hit for household budgets.
On my workings out, for average loan of about $500,000, or it's probably going to be about $75 to $100 extra per month.
Inquiries are underway into the air tanker crash in the state south, with two pilots now out of hospital after suffering minor injuries. Images show the Boeing 737 crashed into thick shrub yesterday afternoon, moments after dropping fire retardant on a blaze near Hopetoun. Angus Taylor from the Australian Transport Safety Bureau says their investigators will arrive on site tomorrow.
This is certainly the first 737 collision with terrain that we've had in Australia, so that in itself is quite significant for an aircraft that size to come down in Australia.
A five-day civil trial is set to start tomorrow with football legend Barry Cable to defend allegations of sexual abuse. The 79-year-old is being sued over claims he abused a woman in the 1960s and 70s, which he's never been charged for. In sport, Nat Fyfe wants to focus on his form and fitness after deciding to step down as Fremantle skipper. He admits a difficult 2022 has paved the way for his decision. Fyfe says it's been an honour to be the club's second longest serving captain.
By stepping away completely from the leadership group, it allows me to detach and focus all my energy on helping our other forwards and learning my craft again, and also allow someone else to step into the leadership group potentially and give us that fresh push of leadership which will propel us forward.